Okay, so it's Parshas Paro. We just said Parshas Zachor last week. We're approaching Parshas Achodesh next week between Purim and Pesach. And the question is like, well, what's Parshas Paro doing here? Like, we know it's associated with Pesach. Like, it's supposed to be Metaris to bring the Korban Pesach. It also seems to be associated with Purim. Like, well, like, what's the deal with Parshas Paro? So perhaps to explain the answer to this question, you have to understand maybe a little bit what the significance of what the Parah Aduma really represents. So the Parah Aduma, according to Chazal, it's the quintessential chok, doesn't make any sense why it is that it brings tuma to those who were previously tar, and it causes tahara to those who were previously tame. And the people who need to bring the Parah Aduma need to add waters of the ashes of the Parah Aduma and sprinkle upon them, and specifically people who come into contact with a mace. Because what's misa, what's death? Death also is the ultimate, it's the quintessential chok that exists in this world. We don't understand why people need to die. We don't understand the need for evil in this world. The theodicy, why good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people. So therefore, the person who needs to bring the Parah Aduma, the ultimate chok, is the one who comes into contact with the ultimate chok, with misa itself. And perhaps for this reason, this is why we need to read Parshas Paro to prepare us for Pesach coming right off of the heels of Parshas Zachor in Purim. Because what's Parshas Zachor all about? We're reading about Amalek, the evil nation Amalek, and we don't understand why does it there needs to be so much evil in this world. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs this nation which is entirely focused on destruction and going and obliterating the Jewish people and obliterating God's name in the world? And Purim represents the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is in this world, and that we also understand. Why isn't God's not revealing himself in all the terrible suffering which is occurring in this world? And what do we respond? What do we do right after that? We read Parshas Paro, because we're reminding ourselves that we don't understand. That we don't understand the reason for Misa. We don't understand why it is that Tameim become Tarim and Tarim become Tameim. It just doesn't make sense for us. But the point is that this message, that's what's going to ultimately lead us to Pesach. Pesach represents the future Geula. We want to be some of Geula Geula. We want to be some of the Geula of Purim, when God's presence is hidden, to the time period of the Geula of Pesach, where it's God's presence is being revealed. So the parsha we need to read in between is the parsha of Paro, because the parsha of Paro is reminding us that we don't understand. We don't understand the reason for evil in this world. We don't understand the reason for all the suffering in this world. We don't understand the reason of death in this world. But the point is that even though it's the ultimate chok, there's eventually going to be a day when there's going to be geula, and we're going to be able to look back and understand the need, the reasons for all the suffering and the need for everything which previously occurred. So for that reason, read Parshas Paro between Purim and Pesach to remind us that even though we don't understand the need for all the destruction of Amalek and all the hiddenness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Purim, but that's going to lead us to Pesach, where Hashem is ultimately going to reveal himself. And I think this message, which Parshas Paro is conveying, is more important than ever in this current year, in the current situation at Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, so many Jews have, Rachman Lislan, been killed, whether it have been civilians on Simchas Torah, or whether it be soldiers in the IDF. We don't understand the need for all these deaths. We don't understand the need for all this tragedy and suffering. And the point, the reaction to that is the reaction of the Parshas Paro. It's the reaction of that, even though it's a chok, we don't understand, but we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately has a plan. And specifically through Parshas Paro, specifically through all the misa, it's all through the death, that allows us to bring about the future Geula. That's what allows us to bring about Pesach. And then at that point, we're going to be able to look back and then fully properly understand why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated events in the way that he did.